You are listening to Sherpa Shorts, a special presentation of the Youth Ministry Sherpas Podcast with Steve Anderson and Matthew McCabe.
And we're back with another episode of Sherpa Shorts.
Episode number 6 of 26.
That's right. 26 episodes in a row, every day.
Every day. How are we doing that?
I don't know. We're going through the alphabet, and we are choosing a word that corresponds with each letter, and then just talking for a few minutes about youth ministry.
One of us knows the word, the other one does not, and so it's a fresh perspective.
Thanks
so,
for a fun ride.
Here we go.
So it's your turn today, Matthew.
It is.
And what is your word for?
The letter F.
My word for the letter F is first.
First.
First. What do you do first every day? And what I mean by that is this. We have these task lists. We have all of these things we have to accomplish. We have messages to write. We have events to plan. We have people to contact. And there's just all these things. How do you organize your day so that you get the important things done before you run out of day?
Okay. It's not where I thought you were going to go with that. There were so many possibilities.
A lot of possibilities. But I've been
at the end of the day, I have a different word for F.
But I struggle. I mean, this is a struggle that I'm currently in 28 years later of, you know, there's never a shortage of things to do. I don't have any trouble filling time.
Okay.
But how do you do it most efficiently so the really important things get your best time?
I think that's a great question. I think for me, it depends on the day of the week. Every day of the week looks a little different. So Wednesday is a big, heavy meeting day. So I kind of jump in, you know, go right into meetings and I'm busy all day. But Tuesday is my think day, so I'll talk about that for a second. If I'm really on my game, Tuesday I will get to the office and I will spend the first couple hours just thinking, reading, and maybe writing a first draft of a lesson or something creative along those lines.
Okay, all right.
Because I'm caffeinated in the morning.
You're ready to go. Hopefully. This is your good time, right?
Yeah, on a good Tuesday, you know, I've maybe had my quiet time at home. I've had a cup of coffee. I get to the office, and I want to use my best brain time to do some good thinking and creative work.
Sure.
Rather than just get through emails and tasks.
I was going to say, let me ask that specific question then. So do you, on a Tuesday, on a good Tuesday, if this is working out right, do you even check your email when you get in?
On a good Tuesday, I would wait and check my email until like 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock.
You're my new hero.
But I'm not as good as I sound.
aren't we all? Don't we all?
Yeah, because I'll more likely check my Facebook page, the Pittsburgh Sports for the day, and then my email, and then it's 10:30, and I'm like, oh, crap, what have I done?
Yeah, I struggle with the email part of it. This is one of the things that I'm working on, and I've been kind of having conversations with, you know, friends and people I think are more organized than me about how I want to be accessible because I think that's part of the job.
Right.
And, of course, I get frustrated when somebody doesn't respond to an email in a reasonable time.
But what's a reasonable time?
Yeah, a reasonable time isn't an hour. I get that. But, but yeah, so if my email is just up in the background, I find myself getting pulled off of a task or a project. You know, maybe I'm in the middle of writing or when I'm writing, I try to turn my email off if I'm writing a lesson or a message or something like that. But if it's more mundane tasks, the email's up there and then all of a sudden, ding, and then my whole being is just pulled somewhere else. And then all of a sudden I'm doing three other things and I forget what I even started doing. And it's driving me crazy.
Oh, I've been down that road so many times. Yeah.
Do you have any tools that you use, like anything that helps organize just the way you flow through your tasks and make sure you're not forgetting anything and getting things done?
Well, you asked two questions there. I have any tools and do I use the tools?
Perfect.
I do have tools. I have a good day timer. It's called a planning pad. And it actually, it's a little bit different than a typical day timer in that you put all the tasks you have to do up at the top and then it kind of funnels down to each day with priorities. So theoretically, I should start each day with the top priorities of the day, which are the things that are maybe not the most urgent, but the most important.
Most important, right? Okay. Which that's two different things.
Exactly.
Which I struggle with.
Which is hard, yeah. So I have the planning pad, my day timer.
Is that like paper?
It is paper.
So this is not digital. You're like old school.
Yeah, I don't have it here with me right now, but yeah, I have an old school paper. I have a calendar on my phone with my meetings and appointments, but yeah, the day timer is where my thoughts go to collect in the pool before being drawn out.
Fair enough.
So I use that. I have created like a weekly workflow by priority. So like youth leader development or parent interaction or lesson prep or long range planning. And I have those actually scheduled on different days of the week based on what should work. I'm going to be honest.
Doesn't always work that way.
It hardly ever works. I really suck at it. But I think it's a good idea.
Sure.
To think about it that way. Because you know Wednesday is going to be, you know, you're going to hit the ground running and it's busy from start to finish.
Yeah.
But Tuesday, I try not to schedule any meetings Tuesday before 12 o'clock.
Okay. Because that's your, because you've blocked that time.
That's my sacred time with the greater tasks of my job.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's how I look at it.
Yeah. Yeah. So my Tuesday is your Wednesday. I mean,
okay.
Tuesday's my meeting day. So Tuesday's the day that I am going from start to finish and hardly ever sit down at my desk. And so there's no real major work getting done that day.
Yeah, you're just at the mercy of whatever everybody needs from you.
Exactly. So the rest of the week, I have to be very productive. And so I have this tool that I like. It's digital. I'm a digital guy.
Right.
So I don't like paper. Like it's not that I'm against paper. I lose paper.
Paper was invented first, by the way.
I understand that, but it's 2018, Steve.
Good point.
So if there's a sticky note on my desk, you know, call Susie's mom, I need to put that into a digital task, or if there's a note, I could put it in my Evernote on my computer.
Evernote? What's Evernote?
It's an app.
I don't even know what that is.
It's an app. It's a great app. Actually, I highly recommend Evernote. I even pay for the premium.
You're so cool and hip, and you're so 2018. I'm so 1998.
I'm not cool or hip. If I have paper, it's gone. I'm going to write a note that says call Susie's mom, and I'll never call Susie's mom because I'll put it in my back pocket. I'll wash the jeans. Next thing you know, Susie's left hanging. There's no phone call. So there's this app called Todoist. So I can enter the tasks in there. And then I have this digital, and it's on my phone. It's on every computer that I have. It's on my tablet. There are always these.
Is it hardwired into your brain?
It's hardwired. There are these red numbers staring at me saying, there are things that you're supposed to do.
Okay.
So one of the first things that I do when I get in on a normal day is I'll quick pull up my email, kind of just take a, not that I'm.
Don't do that.
No, well, I know we talked about that. But I do, because I want to know, are there things that I need to do that aren't on my task list already, right? So I do a quick through the email, and then I sit down, I look at my task list, and I think, all right, what else do I need to get done? Add them on there.
Okay.
And then it has this drag function where I can drag the list around. So I can now create a priority list.
Okay.
So I can drag it. Okay, I have to do this. And then you get to the bottom, like, well, I'd like to do this, and maybe I'll do that. But if I don't have time, I won't do that. So that way I can then, and yesterday was actually the first day I tried this. I did that yesterday morning. And then I just started working. And I said, do not do any of the tasks below, just in order.
Okay.
Human nature says, I'm going to do what I like to do or what's easy.
I'll click off the ones at the bottom that I can get done real quick and not worry about the harder ones.
Right.
Yeah.
And then what happens is it's 4:45 and I want to go home and have dinner with my family. I'm like, crap. There's like three things that had to get done today. And I spent 2 hours doing things that I just wanted to do because it was easy.
Right.
So now I did this yesterday and it was hard because I'm dragging things to the top that I know are going to take more time and more effort, but they have to get done. Because these are tasks that are on my task list yesterday that have been on my task list for a week. I just keep dragging them to the next day because I don't want to do them.
Important but not urgent.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I did that and then I worked from top to bottom yesterday and it was amazing.
Good for you.
Here's the other thing I love about this Todoist.
Okay.
When I put a task in, I can set a reminder on that task to text me to tell me to do the task.
So you have to set it up to text you to remind you to do things. You're texting yourself.
Yes, I am. I text myself to tell me to do something.
The only person who texts me to tell me to do something is my wife.
Well, I get those texts too, Steve. But I'm so ADHD. I'm so all over the place that even with the red numbers and the thing, if I say, you know, I'm talking to, I'll call you on Thursday at 4 o'clock. So then I put a task on Thursday, call Susie's mom at 4 o'clock. Okay. I don't know why we're on Susie today, but whatever.
Susie needs some serious help.
But my problem is that'll be on my task list, but
you forget.
I'll be doing something at 3:30 and next thing is 4:15. So then I say, text me at 5 to 4 to remind me to call Susie. So then I get the, my phone buzz. Ooh. And then I go, oh, and I call Susie. It's great. It's beautiful.
Good for you. Yeah. Good for you. You should text yourself, remind you to kiss your wife.
I will do that today. I'll put that on there right after the episode here. The other thing that I do, and this is just me, this is into the depths of the brokenness of who I am, Steve, is I love to have a sense of accomplishment. Like, the red numbers bother me, so I'm always, if there's an email on my phone, and there's a red number, I want to open that, which I know goes against everything we talk about, lots of things.
Better break these habits.
But this Todoist app, if I see a red number, I want to knock it off. But I also want to feel accomplished at the end of the day.
Right.
So there'll be times where I'll be working, and I'll get sidetracked by somebody call or an email or something, and then I'll do something that I needed to do but wasn't on the task list. After I'm done, I will put it on the task list and then click the box so that it checks it off that you did it.
Good for you.
Is that pathetic?
That is pathetic.
All right, thank you.
But if it makes you feel better,
it totally makes me feel better. Dude, I did 32 tasks today. 17 of them weren't even on the list before I did them. But anyway.
Yeah. So everybody's got their methods for doing this. I came across one from a podcast I listened to by Donald Miller, the Story Brand podcast. Donald Miller is a Christian author, but he's also a business person. Great podcast. You should definitely listen to that. He does this thing. It's called the productivity schedule, I think, where it's kind of similar to my day timer. Every morning he sits down with this piece of paper that kind of helps him put his thoughts into the right quadrants for the day. And then he follows that paper, that schedule, faithfully throughout the course of the day. It's pretty cool. I tried it a couple of days. I did it like twice and struggled to do it, but that might be one resource.
It's a free download thing, I think, on his website,
yeah,
too.
So you can check that out at StoryBrand. And then another thing is a book that was recommended to me by my coach. It's called Managing Your Day Today. It's a series of very short chapters, almost like little blog articles by people in business, all kinds of business, about how to manage your day-to-day. So email, how to stay focused, how to not get sidetracked. Kind of what we're talking about today.
Wow.
How to, you know, what days are most productive and
Don't mind me. I'm on my phone on Amazon right now ordering the book.
Yeah, it's pretty cheap. It's called Managing Your Day-to-Day. You can read through it real quick. I read it to start 2018, and you know how much I've implemented from it?
100%.
Not a darn thing.
Oh, Steve.
Yeah.
That's okay. It's early in 2018.
It is.
Still in the spring. You're good.
I need the Manager 2018 book.
You got this. You got this. You can do this.
But I'm going to keep trying anyway. So
for you out there as a listener, what's your first? You know, what are the tools that are going to work for you? Because again, Steve's a paper guy. I'm a digital guy. It doesn't matter as long as it focuses you and gets you doing the things that are important first in the best part of your day.
Put first things first. Use your best energy for the things that really have the most significance and that you really need to get done.
Absolutely.
Yep.
All right. So hopefully your first helps you be more productive in student ministry.
Your first will be your best.
All right. We'll be back tomorrow.
Sherpas out.
Peace.